How are you wonderful people doing? My name is Michael Rose, known as Third Gen Gamer, and welcome back to the Third Gen Cast. Well, if you're watching this on YouTube, I just want to say the video may look a little different. Like, for example, I got 60 frames per second. Also, the picture looks rather nice. I don't know. Something crazy happened this last week. I don't know. Maybe not. So, anyways, between last week and this week, we got our brand new camera. The Lumix G7 camera, and I also have a Cam Link that I've connected to my computer. Now I'm using that camera as my webcam instead of my Logitech C920. So yes, this is looking a little bit better, and I'd say color looks a lot better now too, because I was able to adjust settings on the camera versus on a webcam. I couldn't do that. It was mainly, I guess, I could go into like OBS settings and adjust settings, I guess. But it still wouldn't have been the same, as the camera itself just has much more range and color and all this other stuff. And also lots of other special features that makes, you know, the video look much better. And yeah, no, I'm just excited to actually have a webcam, or that's, you know, a camera, a DSLR camera. And yeah, for any content creators, this is definitely one of the best ways to go as far as a DSLR camera. The Lumix G7 is a 5-year-old or 6-year-old camera, and they still make it brand new because this model is such a popular model. And it's just, yeah, it's like, it's $500 for the camera versus many DSLR cameras that have the capabilities that this have, usually are much more expensive. Like, for example, this Lumix camera can do 4K 30 and then also 1080 60. And it has a lot of good little video camera features that I didn't really dive into because I don't really need a whole lot of them just for what I want to do. But as far as for an everyday use, I feel like the Lumix G7 is definitely a really good budget DSLR that I recommend, especially if you run it with a Cam Link, because yeah, no, I mean, everything's been working properly. I've done a couple live streams with it, and I've also, you know, did a little bit of video content with it as well, and everything just looks much better. It's just like, I'm so happy because now literally the only thing holding back my content is me, whether it's the actual quality of the commentary or if it's the consistency of when I upload or live stream. It's all on me now. I have no excuses. It's either, you know, I want to grow the channel and, you know, just keep the quality being as best as possible, or everything will look great except for the video not being as good, or the live streams are not being as good, which obviously I don't plan on doing that. I want to make sure that you have the best experience possible with every single video, every single live stream. So if you are listening to me on various podcast platforms, there's so many that I use Anchor to upload my files, and it just distributes it to many different places. Go check out my YouTube channel, Third Gen Gamer. Don't put any spaces in there, and it's third as a word, not 3RD, because YouTube, for some reason, doesn't want to throw my content out when that happens. I don't know. I don't get the whole idea behind that. I mean, even when I put, like, channel tags, I put all these other variations, my stuff still doesn't show up, and it's like, oh, you know what? It is what it is. And maybe at some point, if the channel grows enough, maybe they'll be like, oh, do you mean Third Gen Gamer? And then they'll be like, oh, yeah, that's what everyone means. And yeah, then that way people can find my channel better. But yeah, anyways, we did go on a little bit of a tangent there right from the get-go here because I want to talk about the new camera. And, you know, I also adjusted the setup a little bit. Like, the microphone is not upside down like I had it before, mainly because now that I actually, you know, have some more, like, I can adjust the zoom, I can do whatever. I was like, yeah, this actually looks better when I have it like this. So I'm like, okay, yeah, we'll do it like this. So yeah, looks pretty good. And I'm happy with how it turned out. Considering how busy my week has been between school and then trying to do content, I mean, this whole week's been a disaster for me. An exam, I had tons of homework that was due Friday, which is today, which will be, this will be uploaded on Saturday. And then also I have homework that's due Sunday, so that's going to be exciting. So it's not over yet. The home stretch, whatever I have left, apparently is probably the worst, because I've talked to some fellow classmates on this assignment that to do for finance, and apparently it's really hard. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So yeah, no, I mean, just the fact that I was able to get all that done, get this camera all set up, ready to go, have all the settings all set up, I'd say that this was a very productive week, and I'm ready to, you know, absolutely crush the content from here on forward. And of course, the next couple weeks are gonna be a disaster for me because I have plenty of exams coming up, but whatever, we'll do what we can do. And obviously I'm gonna try my best to keep the podcast going once every single week. So I mean, obviously every Saturday at 1 p.m that we'll have a new podcast release onto YouTube, as well as Spotify, Apple Podcast, I don't know. I think Google has something, and then also just other platforms that there's many of them out there that Anchor distributes this to. So anyways, if you are on a different platform that gives like ratings like 5 stars or a like or something, be sure to hit that like button and also follow the podcast. I'm sure they give you ability to do that on many different various platforms. I know on Spotify they do. And yeah, definitely to hit that follow button, rate it 5 stars, whatever you got to do to help push out the podcast as well as to keep up to date on when the next podcast shows up. So today we have quite a few topics here ranging from Pokemon to Bitcoin again, because obviously Bitcoin has been going nuts literally the last week, as well as it's been crazy the last couple months. But for some reason, there's a huge surge that just happened. And yeah, tons of Pokemon announcements are coming up soon. That was the next thing I was going to talk about. And, you know, there's a lot of various things that I want to talk about. So, you know what? Let's go right with Pokemon first. We'll go with Pokemon. We'll spice things up a little bit. I have a list, but we'll just pick around, you know? We'll see where it goes from here. So, 25th anniversary. Pokemon is probably going to be releasing a lot of information on following game titles, accessories, trading card game products. A lot of stuff that's going to be happening very soon. But recently they announced, I'm pretty sure it was today, that they announced Post Malone is going to be headlining a Pokemon 25th anniversary virtual concert on February 27th. So I think that's really insane that they have a big celebrity like this, you know, doing a virtual concert for the Pokemon 25th anniversary. This is the artist that created songs like, what was it, Better Now and Circles. And I'm sure there's a lot of other ones too. I guess I don't listen to a whole lot of current music like recently, but like that's been out recently. And those are the songs I can think of from Post Malone. And yeah, that's just exciting, just having, you know, the fact that they have Post Malone performing a virtual concert for Pokemon, that means they have to have a lot of stuff that's coming that's a big deal. And I believe Post Malone even sent a message. Something, you know, I'm going to look it up real quick. So Post Malone, I'll say Post Malone Pokemon. Let's see if we can find an article here. So this is what he says. He says, I've been a Pokemon fan for a long time. So the opportunity to headline the Pokemon Day concert celebrating 25 years is awesome. I thought he said something along the lines of that he heard of what's going to be coming up next, but they... I thought he said that whatever's coming up soon is going to be very, you know, exciting. Like he kind of got like an insight on some information, but I guess this article doesn't say that that he got, he was like he knew anything that's new. But let's see. So it'll kick off the Pokemon Company's P25 music program, where it plans to pair with artists like Katy Perry to create music through the lens of Pokemon. Really, Katy Perry too? I didn't know that. Okay, that's actually really interesting. Both Post Malone and Katy Perry all being a part of the Pokemon music program, which that's really cool. I mean, I don't know what they'll do. Like, are they going to make, I'm assuming just songs that are related to Pokemon. I mean, I would assume so. Not like they're going to put lyrics to Pokemon battle themes or something. No, I don't think that's going to be the case. They might, yeah, it might be, who knows? Like, for example, like, you know how every single Pokemon TV show has like an introduction, they have like lyrics and it has like a theme. I feel like that if they're going to be producing music, it's probably going to be not necessarily like an intro, but like a song that, you know, has a theme of some sort that, I mean, I guess could be super popular considering that they are huge celebrities in the music market. So yeah, no, that's just really exciting. I guess there's going to be more information. Like there's more stuff going on. Like prior to the event on February 20th, Pokemon Go players can log on for Tour Kanto event. So I heard about that. I didn't know much about it other than I used to play a lot of Pokemon Go. I mean, from time to time I open it up to catch a Pokemon, get streaks going, do quests, hopefully I can get some like items or something. And I saw the Kanto stuff, so I'm assuming that it's kind of like when they did the it was like the Go tours a couple of years ago, which I remember being an absolute mess. Like the servers couldn't handle it and it was bad, but I'm sure it's fine now. But then basically what they're doing is that since they can't have a big event like that, I'm assuming that a Kanto event is going to be something along the lines of that. It's going to be kind of like, hey, you go out and you pay money for a pass, and then you're going to have all these special Kanto Pokemon showing up. I'm assuming region exclusives will show up too. So, I mean, I don't know why anyone would want to pay for that unless they, I mean, I feel like a lot of people that play Pokemon Go and want to collect all the regional exclusives. they definitely would want to buy it if it meant that they can get the regional exclusives, which I'm assuming they will be because they've done it in the past where they had it. So you could get all the regional exclusives through their 7 kilometer eggs. So yeah, I mean, that's really cool. I mean, I'm not going to take part of that because I mean, I'm not really that much of a Pokemon Go player. I mean, I used to play a lot. I mean, I think the last time I played, I definitely played a lot my freshman year of college. And let's just say that I didn't start when I was a freshman year of college, but I mean, I did a lot prior to that too, but I got all the way up to, I believe, level 37. I don't remember. I guess it probably is level 37. And yeah, now I think the levels go up to 50 now. So I was like, oh, I'm getting up to 40. That's exciting. And I never did it. And then of course they bumped it up to 50, but let's see what else. So fans will be able to get a password from the Pokemon Company on the 25th to download a special kind of Pikachu to their Pokemon Sword and Shield files. This Pikachu comes knowing Sing, which is atypical of the electric type Pokemon. And fans can watch a music-themed Pokemon animated series marathon on Pokemon TV prior to the concert on February 27th. Okay, so that's rather interesting that Pikachu's going to have Sing. As far as, like, is that an actual good move? No, because that move's, like, 55% accurate in any Pokemon game, but still pretty neat that they're giving Pikachu a move that it cannot normally learn, which, I mean, is kind of interesting because, I mean, now they introduce Sing. I don't know, that's not like it's going to be a competitive move or anything, but it would open up the possibility of somebody using Sing in competitive play because it would be considered legal. So, this is something I just want to throw out there. I mean, is it competitively viable? No, it is not. It is extremely inaccurate, and obviously in competitive play, there's sleep clause, which means you can only put one Pokemon asleep at a time, and yeah, it's not that great, but I mean, it's still, like I said, it's rather neat, and it looks like that's about it as far as information is concerned, but I'm assuming, you know, I'll have Post Malone do their big concert. I'm assuming they're going to have a big announcement, which I'll bring up the next topic, which is we want to just talk about what could be announced. I mean, we kind of briefly talked about it in previous podcasts, but we're going to talk about it on a major scale because, like, we did talk about a major game announcement happening, which it very well could be the Diamond and Pearl remakes, or it could be, or they could do what they did in, what, Gen 6? No, not Gen 6. What was it? Gen 5. Gen 5. They did not do a remake of any sort, and they just went up to Gen 6 where we did get Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. But I feel like it's more likely the case it's going to be Diamond and Pearl remakes, but yet again, you never know. Pokemon be like, you know what, let's just hop to the next generation or maybe do a third iteration, which I think the DLC was kind of like their third iteration, so I don't think they're actually going to do that, but you never know. I mean, what else could they do? I mean, we talked about the possibility of having a Let's Go game for Diamond and Pearl or even Johto. I didn't think we talked about Johto, but just in general, like there was rumors about a new Let's Go game, which... No, sorry, no, don't do it. No, Pokemon Company, just don't. I'll play it once and then, like, beat the game once and then never touch it again. Please do not do that. I beg of you, please don't. I mean, I mean, I'll still play it. I will enjoy it, but not to the extent of an actual mainline Pokemon game. So, please, Pokemon Company, Diamond Pearl Remakes, third iteration of Sword and Shield, or a new gen, I don't care. Please don't be Let's Go. Anything Let's Go related, please no. But yeah, so Pokemon, major game announcement. I'm assuming 25th anniversary, they have to have something come out. And of course, I'm sure they're going to show trailers for new Pokemon Snap and probably, Pokemon Unite? It was kind of like, a League of Legends kind of game that was Pokemon themed. I'm assuming that I don't think that's out yet. So I'm assuming they'll probably do something with that. Maybe have an announcement for that. Let's see. I mean, I'd be hyped for another Mystery Dungeon game. I'm just saying, like, they did a remake of the original Mystery Dungeon onto the Switch. And there, I feel like, I guess I don't know what the sales numbers are for that. So let me see. Mystery Dungeon Switch sales. Let's see what the sales numbers were. Well, according to May 7th of 2020, I guess I don't know what, let's see, group sales. Okay, this is April 2020. Yeah, this will be fine, I guess. Let me see. I mean, it was in the... I guess they only show the top 10. Mystery Dungeon Deluxe... You know what? There's a website called VG Charts. I'm going to see if I can grab the sales numbers from there. I haven't used their website forever, but let's see. Search Pokemon what was it, Mystery Dungeon. Because they usually, it's, I think it's only they show physical retail sales, not digital. So that's one thing to, unless they changed how they did that. But yeah, VG Charts is trying to load. I guess just looking at this, I mean, yeah, Pokemon, or I don't know why I said Pokemon, but Super Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury came out today on Friday. So yeah, hopefully everyone that's bought it is enjoying the game. I don't have it because I had it for the Wii U, not the Bowser's Fury, but the other versions. I don't know if it's necessarily worth it yet. Like, to me, I guess I'd have to see more gameplay that show, like, for Bowser's Fury, because I don't know if I would want to pay $60 just to play the Bowser's Fury. I mean, I didn't completely finish the 3D World part when I played it on the Wii U, but I don't know. That might be something to come back to at some point. Let's see. Mystery Dungeon Deluxe. It says total shipped 1.26 million. Last update was the 5th of August, 2020. So, I mean, 1 million units, not too bad considering for a remake of the original titles. It's not a brand new game. 1.26, I mean, that's not like a super crazy amount. I mean, Mystery Dungeon is not necessarily one of the most popular games out there. It's a fun one. I do like Mystery Dungeon. I played since the very first game all the way through. Loved all those titles. They did such a good job. I would say the only one I didn't like was Gates to Infinity, but all the rest were just really, really good. I really did enjoy it, especially Super Mystery Dungeon. I hated the name, but the story was pretty interesting. I feel like they used some aspects from Gates to Infinity into Super Mystery Dungeon. Like, I believe the final boss is relatively similar, but the story itself was really good, as well as it was pretty difficult. I actually did like the difficulty of Super Mystery Dungeon. I mean, I got through it not as bad because I was pretty experienced with the game. I know there's certain orbs, items you can use. Some people were just getting stuck at, like, it was one section in specific was the Poliwrath section. Everyone was having a hard time on. I beat it first try, even with the Fire-type Pokemon. And, you know, I felt good about that because everyone else was like, oh my gosh, this is impossible. But I ended up beating through that, getting through that. And then, yeah, no, I would say if they did a new Mystery Dungeon game, even though they made it seem like Super Mystery Dungeon was going to be the last, that I was like, okay, well, I mean, you never know. They could do that. The fact that they actually did a remake of the original game onto the Switch, it might be... It's very well could be a title that they could do for Pokemon Day, or at least for the Pokemon Day celebration. Or at least they could talk about, say, hey, there's a new Mystery Dungeon coming out. That's super exciting. We'd love to see it. So let's see. What is next? What's another thing they could do? Oh, TCG, Pokemon Shining Fates. I feel like they talked about, you know, the Shining Fates. They had pre-orders. They all sold out right away. Scalping was terrible. I did manage to get a little bit of Shining Fates on Pokemon Center, but then I tried to get an Elite Trainer box and it wouldn't let me. And then I tried refreshing the page, and then they have like bot detection. They thought I was a bot and they locked me out of the website for 2 days. And then obviously I didn't get an Elite Trainer box. That was a great time, but I did manage to get a couple of those collection boxes. So I am looking forward to those whenever they show up. I don't know. I guess what I'm going to do is I'm definitely going to keep one sealed, and then I'm going to open up the rest. I don't know if I'll do like video content for it because the TCG never really took off on my YouTube channel. But I was like, you know what? I mean, I might still do it. I still have some old videos I had recorded that I never edited and uploaded. So I don't know if I still want to upload those at this point. I opened up a lot of product too. You know what? I guess I might do at least the Champions Path stuff. But yeah. Anyways, yeah, so Shining Fates, even though they already did pre-orders and stuff, I'm sure they're going to do like a huge announcement for everyone that's not very up to date with the Pokemon TCG, saying, hey, Shining Fates is coming out. Be sure to go to get your pre-orders, or just be like, hey, stay tuned for Pokemon Center for the next round of pre-orders. I feel like they will eventually do that. And I feel like the 25th anniversary they would, because that is the specialty set for the 25th anniversary is Shining Fates. Now, what would be really sick is if they announced, hey, we're going to do another throwback set like the Evolutions in the winter, which I don't think they'll do. But as usually, they don't announce future sets until that's literally the next one that's coming out. Or there's like leaks, and I know Japan gets the cards before the US and other markets. So it is definitely possible that we would get it somewhat soon. I mean, it depends. It sounds like because Evolutions was the final one of Sword and Shield. Or not Sword and Shield, X and Y, the final set. And it was like the winter of 2016, late fall, early winter. 2016, roughly October, November was when that set came out in 2016. Was it 2016, 2015, something like that? I don't remember what the exact year was, but yeah, no, that'd be great if they did tease something like that. Like, hey, guess what? We're going to do Jungle, or we're going to do Team Rocket. That would be really sick. I'd be totally down for that. And obviously, the demand will be crazy. Hopefully, they have enough supply to meet demand, because it seems like they can't do that at all. But the Pokemon Company actually did address the issue with supply, and they said that they did ramp up production, and they will get products out very, very soon. So that's very good. Hopefully, it's enough product to the point where scalpers can't buy up everything, and people actually be able to get their hands on a lot of product. Because it really comes down to the point where, like, okay, they can say, yeah, new supply is coming, but if they don't supply enough of it, the scalping is just going to continue. It's just an absolute mess. So come on, Pokemon Company, get this right, especially with Shining Fates. I mean, that's your specialty set. You do not want to go out of supply for that. And also another thing that's been going on recently with the Pokemon trading card game, let's just say that McDonald's has had Happy Meals with special toys. And this time around, they're doing a 25th anniversary Pokemon card envelope thing where it gives you a booster pack on the inside and some stickers. And let's just say, well, a lot of people, once they found out about it, went to all the McDonald's and bought up every single pack that was meant to be in the kids' meals. Some people actually bought boxes full of them, or employees ended up buying boxes of them and taking them home with them, as well as there's people that bought up tons of Happy Meals. And I know, for example, A-Drive did a video on buying 100 Happy Meals. He didn't actually buy 100 Happy Meals. He just said, hey, here's the money for a Happy Meal. Don't make the food. I just want the product. And anyways, a lot of people, he had some backlash for doing that. And also there was some joke he made that was considered inappropriate. And yeah, no, anyways, I guess because he did that, people are saying that he encouraged the scalping of these like little booster packs. As of right now, I think they go for 10 or 15 bucks on eBay if you want some. And I did pick up a couple from McDonald's. I mean, I got a couple Happy Meals, and I got, you know, the packs. I mean, I have them somewhere. I have them in a baggie, and I'm gonna try to keep a couple as like a collector's item. But I don't like the idea of going into McDonald's, buying up all their product, especially if it's meant to be for kids. And I mean, I get the hype behind some of the packs. Like, for example, in every single pack, you get a guaranteed holo of a starter. And obviously the hottest one is the Charmander card. And I'm sure there's other ones too, but I from what I understand, it's like, yep, Charmander is the key card. And yeah, it's absolutely crazy, because now that there's no TCG product anywhere because of scalping, now the scalping is occurring in the kids' Happy Meals. And it's awful. And it really is pretty scummy, to say the least, because really in the end, like, not only you're affecting the kids that want to buy product at the store, but now it's like, okay, now there's something specifically targeted for kids, and people are buying up huge boxes. I think it's like 150 count or something in these giant boxes of these packs, and they're taking them home with them, and the kids are not getting it in the end, which is really, really frustrating, to say the least. But yeah, I'm sure McDonald's and Pokemon Company are trying their best to obviously get more supply in, because it's not like it's just going to be a one round thing. I'm sure there's going to be multiple rounds and restocks and all that other stuff. So I'm sure that they will get the supply up. And yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm sure they didn't anticipate scalpers now going after the Happy Meals. When they say that they're going to be ramping up TCG product production, I'm sure they're going to do a lot of these Happy Meal products too. So in the end, I feel like the kids that want to get one will get one. But yeah, just this first wave was just an absolute mess. And I actually decided I want to take a look at the McDonald's app. And I was like, okay, local McDonald's, let's see if they have any packs. Like, you just put in a Happy Meal, and then you go to checkout, and then it'll say that you can do it, or it says, oh, it's unavailable. And then obviously when I went to checkout, I just went to check. I mean, I wasn't planning on buying anymore as of right now. Obviously, I want to buy a couple more. Like, there's nothing wrong with getting a couple more as like collector's items, but obviously don't go crazy and buy up 10, 15 Happy Meals to get all the packs. But it's just, yeah, no, like, you go to the checkout and it says currently unavailable, which means obviously they don't have the toy. So obviously they have Happy Meals, they just don't have the toy. So it's just, yeah, It's really interesting. I'm kind of curious how these next upcoming waves will act. I'm sure now that the McDonald's are onto it, I'm sure they won't allow people to take home boxes or buy a whole box of them. They probably won't let that happen. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. And, yeah, there's that. I don't know. We're talking about the Pokemon 25th anniversary, and we end up going into that. So, okay, that was rather interesting. All right, so was there anything else I want to talk about for the 25th anniversary? We talked about TCG products, like Shining Fates announcement, like official one that's for everyone to see. Pokemon game announcement. Maybe Pokemon accessories. Maybe more shirts, more stuff. Like, just in general, just, like, things that they'll just throw onto the Pokemon Center store that are just merchandise items that would be for the 25th anniversary. I feel like they'll do something like that. So, yeah, I think that'll be really good for the 25th anniversary. And, yeah, we really talked a lot about Pokemon this podcast. I mean, the last couple, I mean, at least the last one, we had a good section for Pokemon. But the one before that, we really talked more about financial stuff. And that's really what's awesome about this type of podcast is that I can... It's like, it's not like I tie myself to only Pokemon, because there's always so much you can talk about in Pokemon and related to news. And it's just, it's not, there's always so much you can talk about. And obviously it's hard to maintain weekly podcasts if all you talk about is Pokemon. So let's see, we're going to talk about Bitcoin and stuff. So yeah, Bitcoin, Ethereum are on a tear. It's insane. They are going up like crazy. I believe Ethereum, last I checked, was $1,800 a coin. Which, that's amazing. And then also Bitcoin broke 48,000. The all-time high was like 43,000, I believe. And then it soared past the all-time high. And now we've gotten to that point where it's kind of been getting rejected at about $50,000 a coin. And it's possible that Bitcoin may take a dump, which means it goes down in price. Back down to the last path of resistance, or at least the last support level, which happens to be, I believe, back at where the last all-time high is, and we'll have to see where it goes from there. So it's just honestly crazy. Bitcoin is all the way up to 50,000, or close to 50,000, about to break it. Maybe it might have broken it at this point when this video goes up. Who knows? The price is constantly changing in the matter of seconds. So all it takes is just one major announcement or one celebrity just saying, hey, I'm buying Bitcoin, which actually just happened, which caused the initial surge from the all-time high up to 48,000. Elon Musk said that Tesla has bought into Bitcoin, which is a pretty big deal. Large company, the biggest motor company there is as of right now as far as valuation is concerned. And yeah, they said they're going to buy into Bitcoin, and they're also planning to accept Bitcoin for transactions, which that's a big deal, because if Bitcoin can be used for transactions, then that just shows that the Bitcoin can be used for something, and it'll keep going up in price. And especially now that a company as big as Tesla saying that, first of all, they bought into Bitcoin and now they're also accepting Bitcoin. Other major companies and financial institutions, all these other companies are going to start going into Bitcoin. It's going to go up. It really is. I mean, it's crazy. People say, oh, it's just a giant bubble. It's like, okay, but if there's actually a use for Bitcoin now, that's a pretty big deal. If you have one Bitcoin right now, you could practically buy a Tesla right now. I mean, obviously, I don't think they have the program set up for transactions with Bitcoin. They're saying it will be in the future, which if Bitcoin keeps rising, then yeah, you can buy probably the highest end Tesla with one Bitcoin or less, even maybe have a Bitcoin. Depends on the value of Bitcoin by the time you want to make the transaction. It really is just like another type of gold. And it's, I mean, a lot of people, I know there's some people that don't like it when people say it's like another gold, but it really is, because it's an asset that, it's just another, I guess the best way to describe it is that, like, you know how gold has its own trade value. Obviously people today don't use gold to make transactions, which that's one thing that Bitcoin would have a step higher on gold if transactions were approved by all these major companies. But basically people don't have, like, some people just buy gold and they virtually have it, which means a gold company just gives them a portion of their gold, like in their like portfolio or stash or whatever they have, or you buy the physical gold and you hold on to it. And I guess you could use it at some point if for some reason the gold standard became a thing again, where people would only use gold to make transactions. I don't think that'll happen, but that's something you could say about Bitcoin. But if companies are going to start accepting transactions for Bitcoin, that's a big deal. And there's a lot of analysts, like I think I mentioned that it could break 100,000 before the end of the year. Some are saying it'll go all the way up to 320,000 a coin, which if that's the case, holy cow, by the end of the year, that is insane. I don't think that, like, so I know that throughout the many years I've looked at Bitcoin, there's always people that are like huge Bitcoin bulls. And they say, oh, when Bitcoin was like, I don't know, it was like $9,000 a coin. They're like, oh, it could definitely, it is a $20,000 coin. It'll get there before the end of the year. And then it turns out it never happens. Bitcoin dumps. And then like there was hype around it, and then it would dump. But then eventually it happened. I don't know if these people are saying, oh, I was right the whole time. I was just delayed. It's like, okay, well, yeah, technically true. You said that Bitcoin will go up in the future, but like, yeah, no. Anyways, the thing is that some people are saying 320,000. Will it actually get there? I don't think so. But 100K is definitely possible, which is, it's just mind-boggling to even think. Like, just, what was it? In last September, I believe it was 15,000 a coin. Which, that's still a lot of money, and I thought about buying Bitcoin at the time, but I was like, oh, no, I'll just wait until the dump happens, and I'll buy in there, and then we'll be good. No, it just kept going up. So, obviously, it definitely, I feel like it could hit 100,000, especially if it went from 15,000 all the way up to 50,000 from September to now. It is definitely possible for it to break 100,000, and really, all it comes down to is, it comes down to institutions wanting to buy it up and then want to allow people to use it as a transaction to buy products or get a service, which that's like the next hurdle. Once that happens, it's just who knows what's going to happen. And same thing with Ethereum. I don't think there's a lot of places right now that say, hey, we're open to using Ethereum for transactions. But if Bitcoin does, it means, okay, probably Ethereum will be, because that's the next big coin. And yeah, so as far as crypto concerns, it's rather interesting. We're going to see in the next, well, until the end of the year, we'll see what actually happens. Will Bitcoin break $320,000? Will Ethereum break $20,000 for the end of the year? Which I think that one's definitely possible, but it's just crazy. I know there's a bunch of hot cryptos right now, and I actually did buy a little more recently. I actually bought some Cardano, which I don't know what the what their purpose or what their mission is. But as of right now, I don't know, it's been a hot one. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'll just throw, I think I threw like $45 at it or something. Anyways, I bought it at like 63 cents a coin or something. Anyways, it's up to 90 cents. I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. But yeah, it's like, oh, I should have put $1,000 in Cardano. Yeah, no, I would never do that. That would have been risky, considering I didn't even know what Cardano, what the purpose of Cardano was. And I also bought Polkadot, which was a very interesting crypto as well, that it's been taking off recently. I think it was like $12 at the beginning of this year, and it's like at 25 now. I think it might be higher now. I bought in at 20, 24, 25. I actually, you know what? Let's look it up. Let's see. Polkadot price chart. Yeah, I'll just do that. So let's see. Polkadot price chart. Let's see. Okay, it's going to load. It's at $28.78. Naturally, this will be a different price by the time you guys see it, because obviously crypto is constantly moving. And yeah, but as of right now, at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, it is $28.78. So yeah, what if Polkadot becomes another hot one? I have one Polkadot, which is, this is exciting. And we'll see what happens. Obviously, it won't be like, I don't know. I guess it's like, it's really tough, because like, okay, Bitcoin's the main one. Ethereum is the next big one. It's like, now you're trying to decide which one's the next big crypto, and you just don't know, which is really such a gamble. But I'm glad I did make a position with these, because obviously I don't have too much that I'm going to lose here if, let's say, they all drop in value. But I could just do some dollar cost averaging and buy low and then make my average lower. And then if it goes back up, I start making money. So, I mean, there's as long as I, you know, don't get too crazy with these like little ones that I have no idea what their purpose is. Like, for example, I don't know what their missions are. Obviously, I wouldn't want to buy it like a large amount if you don't know what their goal is behind each one. Obviously, it's for something decentralized, whether it's an industry or the like a decentralized web or something. I mean, we'll see what these projects do, and hopefully they continue to grow. And that would be great. I would be very happy with that. But yeah, Tesla, Elon buying into Bitcoin, that's a huge deal. When Elon said, when he put Bitcoin in his Twitter bio, that was when Bitcoin initially soared, and then it took a nice price. There was a major sell-off that happened after that. And then he announced, hey, I'm buying Bitcoin. Went right up. Pretty much anything Elon touches at this point is going to be gold. Essentially, that's what it is. Watch him be like, oh, I'm going to buy some Ethereum too. And then Ethereum goes up to 20,000. I'd be like, yes, let's go. But no, I doubt that. But I mean, I guess you never know. But yeah, no, it's just funny. You know, just how it's crazy how much of an impact Elon has in whatever he does. I mean, seriously. I mean, obviously you can invest into Tesla today, which is very expensive. But he also is planning on doing opening up investing, or at least people to buy shares from his other companies like SpaceX and what's his internet company? Elon Musk. Internet company. It's Starlink. That's what it was. Yeah, Starlink would be one that'd be interesting to invest in. Obviously, don't want to you don't want to be using my input as, you know, financial advice, because obviously I'm no expert. I have to, you know, talk about that to express that, you know. But Starlink. I'm really excited for whatever that whatever you could buy Starlink, and I definitely want to see if there's any like certain platforms that will have early access to buying stock. Because if there is, I definitely want to have an account there, buy it when it's at its IPO. Which is its initial public offering. Because usually what happens is when there's an initial public offering, people that have early access can buy the shares at that price. And then as soon as it's available to the public, even though the IPO was a certain price, it basically, in most cases, it goes up. And it's much higher than what the IPO was. It'd just be cool. Yeah, Starlink. I mean, the fact, if you don't know what Starlink is, it is a internet service that is based on satellite. And it's just, there is such thing as satellite internet right now, like HughesNet, if you guys have heard about HughesNet. But what he promises with Starlink, I mean, as he's doing tests, I think he actually can sign up for Starlink if you want to be one of their beta testers, which I know there's a lot of places with very bad internet. So it's like, okay, yeah, why not? Let's do it. And apparently it's supposed to be really fast speeds with like a Starlink service. So I feel like Elon is such a brilliant mind. Like even though I feel like some people like to bash on him for not having the most business sense, which I don't understand why that either. Cause obviously he has something as successful as Tesla. I think it's just how he does stuff that people don't approve of how he does it. But whatever he's doing is working, and a lot of people really trust Elon with, you know, just all these different businesses, and they're all excited. You know, obviously there's a lot of other things too, like he had some brain chip implant thing. Never would want to do that. I feel like that would be weird. And I mean, there's some people would be on board with that, but for me, I'm just like, I don't know about that one, Chief. Let's not say that we did, because I mean, obviously there's some benefit to that. Like, oh, if you have a chip, then obviously it could be connected to your brain in a certain part, and you have access to the internet within your head, which I mean, it's like, oh, that's a pretty cool idea. It's just that I don't know if I want the internet in my head. Well, that's not usually how it is, but you know what I mean? Like the microchip, and then also having like an antenna or something that would be able to grab information. And I don't know. I just don't like the idea of it, but I mean, I think it's cool, but I wouldn't want to be the one to, you know, put a chip in my brain. But I don't know. Maybe at some point, if for some reason that's like a big deal and everyone's doing it, I mean, because I mean, at some point it's like, okay, yeah, this microchip that has access to the internet and it's able to tell you, it gives you real time. Like if you are thinking about, oh, what do I think about this? And then it searches and it finds it for you. You get the answer just like that. I can guarantee you that if that becomes a common thing, it's going to be like, oh, your kid doesn't have this microchip. He's going to be fall behind compared to other kids. You know, it's just like, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. That's one of those things where it's like, it's a cool idea. And I know some people are completely on board with that, but I'm just like, I don't like the idea of that. Because who knows? I mean, having a chip implanted in your brain that, or at least on your head or something, I don't know how that exactly works. I mean, there was like presentations on it. They did it with a pig or something. But just the fact that you're constantly getting radio waves or just, I don't know what the proper wavelengths are that do like cell signals and all this other stuff. It's just not a good idea to have that constantly hitting your brain, radio waves. A lot of that stuff could, you know, lead to cancers and all that other kind of stuff. So obviously I wouldn't want to get like a brain tumor or brain cancer from a bunch of like radio waves hitting your brain throughout your life, which would make it more likely for that to be the case. I mean, obviously I'm no medical expert. Plus I'm not a scientist. I'm just trying to, you know, just try to pull a couple things together to give you guys my reasoning why I wouldn't want to have that happen. Like, why I wouldn't want to do that. I mean, it's totally up to you. If you guys are like, oh, that's sick, I want it. You know what? Full send. Go for it. But for me, I'm just like, I don't know about that. But yeah, no. Then his SpaceX eventually planning on getting people to Mars. That's quite an ambitious goal. And I feel like, if anything, he's the guy to do it. I mean, he's the one that's able to just launch as many jets as he can and be able to perform missions, go around the globe or do whatever he wants to do. And it's just, it's amazing what this guy has accomplished in such little time. And obviously, he's not done yet. He's definitely not done yet. Oh, there was one more thing I want to talk about. Elon Musk actually bought some Dogecoin. But it wasn't necessarily for him. It was for his son, which I don't even know how to say his name because it's like a bunch of special characters. I don't know how to say it. And I'm sure somebody could correct me in the comment section on YouTube or whatever. But I don't know how to say his name. It's kind of like all over. It's a bunch of different symbols. I have no idea what it means. Elon, you do you, man. You do you. But still, you know, it's just that he bought his kid, Dogecoin. And just to have him hold on to it when it goes to the moon. So I don't know, that's just him talking, just trying to get Bitcoin or Dogecoin to go up massive amounts so he can have some money for his kid. Which, I mean, Dogecoin, is it going to take off? I feel like at some point it will. But it's not necessarily because of any, there's no logical reason why Dogecoin would go up. Because there's literally no use for Dogecoin. It is basically just a joke coin. Like, I think what they did was, it was kind of made to make fun of cryptocurrency, or at least kind of poke at it a little bit. And yeah, anyways, I'm sure the people that made Dogecoin, or at least created the idea of Dogecoin, did not expect Dogecoin to literally take off like this. And yeah, I mean, Dogecoin is not necessarily something that would be a good investment. I mean, I decided to throw money into Dogecoin for a joke and I end up losing my money, so don't do that. I mean, I guess you could if you want to, if you want to keep it for the long term and hope Dogecoin keeps going up. I mean, hey, feel free to do it. But for me, I'm not going to really touch Dogecoin a whole lot. I mean, I might just buy some at some point just as a joke and then just leave it and then see what happens. We'll see. But I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, I mean, it's fun to buy into it just to be a part of the experience. And I mean, yeah, I did get burned on it. Of course, it went back up after I sold, but I was like, okay, I'm just done with Dogecoin. I don't want to lose all my money because I believe I talked to you guys about, it was a couple episodes ago where I bought Dogecoin on Robinhood. It glitched and it kept airing out. So I did multiple orders, and then the Robinhood eventually, when it came back, the servers came back and it started working. It placed all my orders that I put in when I was just trying to put in one order. It put in four and it gave me a lot more Dogecoin than I actually wanted. And I was like, oh, this might even be the greatest mistake or the worst mistake. And it turned out it was the worst mistake and I should have just pulled it out. But yeah, that's one of the reasons why I'm not going to be using Robinhood. Technically, I'm still using them right now because I still don't have an alternative. The only stock I have right now is Corsair, and all my other stocks I had before have been sold. And I'm thinking at this point, moving everything to Fidelity, and we'll see what happens over there. So we'll see. And yeah, I would say that my percentage of cryptocurrency has gone up quite a bit. So my portfolio is probably more than, what was it, 30% the last time I bought crypto, especially now that crypto, you know, has grown a lot and I've made a lot more money. I technically have more value in Bitcoin. I would say my percentage in my portfolio diversity as of right now is literally probably 90%. But the but if I buy all my stocks again, it definitely is going to be still higher than it was before because I moved some of that money from stocks into cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Ethereum. And yeah, so I guess, yeah, we'll see what happens with Bitcoin. And obviously, yeah, no, Elon Musk, thank you. And thank you for letting people start using transactions for Tesla. Who knows, maybe someday Bitcoin goes to $1 million. I get 40,000 in Bitcoin or whatever it would be, whatever my amount is that I currently have. Was it like point, I don't know, I have like 0.003 or 4 of Bitcoin. If it goes to $1 million, it's like, oh, 40,000. I think it's 40,000, right? Yeah. Yeah, it is. So yeah, I mean, hey, that's still good money considering what I put in, but yeah, it's crazy, man. Crypto's insane. But I think this will be it for the podcast. If you have any questions for future podcasts, be sure to email me at thirdgencast@gmail.com. If you're on various podcast platforms, be sure to give a thumbs up or a 5-star rating. Follow the podcast so you never miss a single episode of the Third Gen Cast. And also, if you have questions on YouTube, put it down in the comment section. Or if you join my YouTube channel's Discord, I have a channel where you can ask questions through there. And yeah, I'll be open to asking or answering some of your guys' questions. And yeah, I think this is going to be it for the podcast. Thank you so much for watching, everyone. I feel like we definitely talked a bunch of good topics. And I really do, you know, I'm excited to have the new camera and I love how everything's looking. And yeah, I'm looking forward to giving you guys higher crisp quality podcasts over on YouTube, as well as produce better quality podcast content for all of you to listen to at your own leisure. Which, by the way, thank you so much, everyone. Actually, before we wrap up here, thank you so much, everyone, for listening to this podcast. I know we've definitely have had a little bit of a slow start trying to gain some traction, but I feel like eventually we will get to that point. Just be sure to share out this podcast with your friends and family, anyone that's interested in Pokemon, finance, crypto, just anything just in general that's kind of like tech, computer related, and all this other like financial stuff. Just be sure to share it out to your friends. And, you know, that would be greatly appreciated as that would help grow the channel as well as the podcast. And yeah, on YouTube, be sure to hit that like button, hit that subscribe button if you're new, and hit that bell icon for notifications where I upload. And yeah, so we're going to wrap it up here. I'll see you all next time. Peace.